All right, everybody. Our special guest, as promised, is senior advisor to the Obama Foundation. She's also an advocate for social justice, former government official, and now a best-selling author. Her brand new book is called Finding My Voice. It's my journey to the West Wing and the path forward. Now, in this book, everybody, it gets really good because she highlights a really remarkable journey that she's had from childhood to her time spent in the White House and life beyond it. So let's find out more about the book. Please welcome to the show our friend, Miss Valerie Jarrett.
Woo-hoo!
Thank you so much.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome.
Welcoming me so warmly to your show.
Valerie, how are you
today?
It's really good. I got
to
congratulate you because you were, for just being the longest serving senior advisor to President Barack Obama, that's a great, just a great accomplishment.
Yes,
well,
big.
I would not have left the day before he did. In fact, I left at about 11:59 on January 20th, 2017, and he left at about 11:58. So I wanted to go right behind him and say goodbye. It was an amazing, amazing journey to be on with both President Obama and Mrs. Obama.
Ooh, come back, Lord Jesus.
Come back.
Man,
exactly, right?
Lord, do we miss him. You were the senior advisor to President Obama for all these years. You've got to have some really, really interesting stories.
I do. It was an interesting 8 years, I can tell you that. That is for sure. And a privilege, Steve, every single day, such a privilege to see the challenges that President Obama faced up close and personal and to watch how he made decisions. And I'm telling you, oh my goodness, I hunger for a president or any elected official who is willing to put his own self-interest aside, his own, you know, he didn't react when people would yell at him at a State of the Union address, you lie. He never responded when the Republicans snubbed him. He just kept trying to do the people's work. And I think that's a president we could all be proud of. And I'm just honored to have been a part of that administration. And so much of what I learned on the ground in Chicago, working for Mayor Harold Washington, the first black mayor of Chicago, where you are proximate to the people you serve, that taught me so much about service and that you should not ever lose sight of why you're there. And I've been so disappointed to see the Republicans just for years now forget about the people and focus on the politics. And you can't do that. And we deserve better. And the only way that changes is if we all get out there and vote.
Yep.
That's been a rallying cry for quite some time. And I think, I hope that people are sick enough to get out and do something about it. You know, we can beat this electoral system. You know,
yes,
we really can. We just got to vote. So
we have to do it, and not just for the president, but it matters who's your mayor, who's on your city council, your state legislature, your state's attorney, making decisions about prosecutions. It all matters, and we have to change the culture. And you know, Mrs. Obama and I started this new organization called When We All Vote, nonpartisan, but just designed to change the culture so people appreciate, particularly in the black community, people sacrifice so much for us to have the right to vote.
Mm.
None of our children should get a pass on not voting. When they are adults, they need to vote in every election their entire lives.
Absolutely. And so do we. We got to vote. We got to be the example for our children. So tell me this, Valerie. What's the takeaway? When people are reading Finding My Voice, what do you want the readers to get from this memoir?
Steve, I started out shy, painfully shy. I started out insecure, where I didn't even listen. I didn't trust my own voice. That's that quiet one inside of us. And when Harold Washington was elected mayor of Chicago, I was practicing law at a big, fancy law firm. Miserable. I was in the middle of a bad marriage. I married the boy next door. That did not work out. And I thought that my life was kind of falling apart. And a friend of mine said, why don't you try public service? You feel like you're part of something bigger than yourself. And so I swerved. I did a zigzag. I did something where I took a cut in salary, a cut in stature, so people thought that I did what I knew was right for me. And I want people to have the courage to swerve out of their comfort zone, to take a chance, to do something that's unconventional, just like my dad did when he went off to Iran, and recognize that that's where the adventure is. And I spent my young adulthood playing it safe. And I wasn't really even very good at my job, let alone feeling like I was doing anything that would make my daughter proud of me one day. And so I'm hoping, as I've told my story about how I found my voice and then what I chose to do with it, which is to try to be a catalyst for positive change and help empower other people to find theirs, that in reading it, people will see themselves in my story and recognize that just because you start out as a shy young girl doesn't mean that you can't grow up to be a senior advisor to the President of the United States.
Wow, that's right. Exactly what you did. Valerie Jarrett, I got to tell you. Hey, listen, everybody, I want you to listen to this. Finding My Voice, My Journey to the West Wing and the Path Forward. It's in all stores now, and it's available online. I want the book because I'm in a period in my life where I gotta do something different. You know, and I just want to hear, because I like hearing people who stepped out of their comfort zone to go do something else, because that's really what I'm thinking of doing. And I just want to, you know, it could probably be some enlightening encouragement in it for me and for all of you out there, because all of us, if you aren't outside your comfort zone, that's usually where success is anyway. So you're going to have to get out of it to make it. So Valerie Jarrett, that's the book, Finding My Voice, My Journey to the West Wing and the Path Forward. It's online and in stores now. Valerie Jarrett, we love you, girl. Thank you so much.
I love you. Right back. Thank you so much. And hello to everybody in your listening audience. I just respect and love everything about you. So thank you for having me on.
Ladies and gentlemen, Valerie Jarrett. Yeah.
All right.